There we go. Digital Farm Animals. That's Last Night, 13 minutes past 8, right here on your best mix of music, 98.4 Capital FM. Now, it starts tomorrow. We have been fortunate. By the way, before I tell you who our guest is and what we're about to talk about, Davina was on ground for the entire duration of last year's Magical Kenya Open in the bubble.
The bubble. I learned so much.
From the production side, yep. From the TV production, the live streaming side of yep. the Magical Kenya Open, which is a global event that is shown across the world and online, and of course on your World of Champions as well. And it is, you know, if you don't understand the magnitude of having a European tour event here in Kenya, then you need to experience it.
You must. You yeah. must. Because actually, the world's greatest golfers, yeah. just they just assemble. And they are enjoying. They enjoy Kenya. They love the weather. They love the greens.
Yeah.
Do you love my jargon?
I do.
My greens.
Having spoken to a couple of the golfers last year, some of the top golfers in the world, we were doing some inserts for radio. Many of them said this is their favorite stop on the European tour.
Totally.
Weather. Some of them don't even want to go home. You know, you'll have these guys that end up in these Kenyans that go to Qatar and throw their passports away. You might have some Europeans doing that very soon when they get to Kenya. In studio with us this morning, of course, is the marketing manager for APSA Kenya, Peter Waweru. Peter, welcome to Capital FM.
Thank you very much, Farid and Davina.
It's awesome to have you here, because who better to hear about this incredible event from than you? But before we get into that, Davina's got a little game she wants to play.
I do.
And she's
I
asking
do.
Us to give her wrong answers only as
only.
We start.
All right. Wow. Yeah. So I mean, APSA have introduced Kenyans and Kenya to golf.
Global golf
yeah. by supporting Magical Kenya Open.
Absolutely.
For, this is the 12th year.
Yes.
So I'm going to test you. All right, I'm going to test you a little bit. So I'm going to give you the golfing term, and I want wrong answers only, boys. And you both have to give me a definition, and I will choose who I like best. All right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's going to be me.
Always. If you have some ABSA money for me,
it's
then
always
yeah.
It's always the guest. Don't worry.
All right. What is a bogey? The technical term of a bogey is completing the hole in one more stroke. In one more stroke than the par. But what is a bogey? A wrong answer only. Give okay. me your versions. Farid?
All right, it's what my kid won't stop pulling out of his nose.
Okay.
Well, it's when you're dancing on the golf course.
Oh, see?
That's a better answer.
That's very pretty.
And golf related as well.
Because he turned it into golf. Okay. What is the green? The area of finely trimmed grass at the end of each hole. This is PG answers.
Yeah.
What is the green, Farid? Wrong answer only.
The green is the amount of money it'll cost you to buy a set of golf clubs.
Nice. Oh, I like that one. Mr. ABSA?
Well, is it the dollars that you spend on the golf course?
Ah.
I do like that one.
So clearly this is a man who's bet on his golf and lost a number of times.
this feels very triggering for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, last one. Oh, I like this one. The beach. Another name for the bunker or sand trap. What is the beach, Farid?
A movie starring Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ooh, very good. Okay, you're up two. This is the last one.
You guys talked about Lamu Tamu.
All right, you have to win. Even if that was only wrong answer.
And this is your trick question, Farid. What is birdies for good?
I know it's something incredible that ABSA is doing, but I think it'll be better explained from our guest.
Please do explain birdies for good. What is that?
Well, and I think this is a very good start to this conversation, because at ABSA, we believe in bringing possibilities to life for our customers, for our stakeholders. And we work closely with the communities that, you know, where we operate as a force for good. You know, to play our role in the society, to connect the communities and the stakeholders with the resources that they need to get to meet their goals. And last year, you know, we've been involved in the Magical Kenya Open for the last 11 years. This is our 12th year that we are getting involved.
Crazy.
So last year we came up with a new twist to our sponsorship, where we dedicated part of our sponsorship to give back to the community, and it's because the community is very, you know, Farid just spoke about how these international players come in and they're in love with our country, and it's because of the hospitality of the people of Kenya. And so We wanted to give back to the community where we operate, and we started the Buddies for Good initiative.
But this isn't the golfing community, because golf is quite, it's an affluent sport. We're not talking about the affluent communities, we're talking about other communities.
And I think it shows the foresight of ABSA to be all inclusive, even with this event being the sort of the crown jewel of this entire week.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's bringing everyone to the fold, you know, whether you're playing golf or not, you know. So Buddies for Good is an initiative where, as part of our participation in the Magical Kenya Open presented by ABSA, we give back to the communities where we operate in. So last year, we were able to raise up to about 6 million Kenya shillings, which went to support different communities. We had, you know, women groups in Samburu, who are doing bid work, and they were part of the projects that we supported. There's a project that is that is involved in pad banking for girls, mm-hmm. Also in Samburu. So these are very, you know, community involved projects, and we feel very proud that we were able to support them.
It's lovely that you've called it Birdies for Good, because it does go around what the big event is as well. But I will also say that is your ABSA displaying, and get this, their Africanacity. Am I right?
I agree with you.
Yes. Actually, you shouldn't agree with him. You should say absolutely.
Yeah. Africanacity, of course, and if I can read it from ABSA's website here, we are inspired by our country of doers who turn every challenge into an opportunity. At ABSA, we call this Africanacity, the distinctly African ability to do things. Now, that's exactly what you guys are doing. And it's really nice because you use that term a lot, but you're actually... You're not just saying Africanacity, you're showing.
We are demonstrating Africanacity. I'll just go back to a conversation that you guys were having before I came into studio. You're talking about this guy who is making bicycles from bamboo.
Yeah. Isn't it cool?
That is Africanacity. Mm. That is getting, you know, getting things done in a distinct way that is, you know, African, you know.
Yeah.
And going back to Buddies for Good, you know, I spoke about what we did last year. This year, we've actually upped our kitty for Buddies for Good. We're looking at supporting an initiative that is very close to our hearts. We're very big on sustainability. We have put a target for ourselves to be involved in planting over 10 million years in the next 5 years. Sorry, 10 million trees in the next 5 years. Sorry. Yeah. And one of the things that we'll be doing this year as part of our sponsorship to the Magical Kenya Open is to raise funds to support our tree planting initiative. So for everybody that is called during the Magical Kenya Open, are we going to be planting 2 trees?
Okay, no, that's
right. So
cool.
That gives the golfers a bit more of an initiative, especially our Kenyan golfers,
absolutely,
to come out and try and birdie every hole, basically.
Absolutely.
I mean, if they birdie every hole, they're going to win the tournament, and when they're going to win a lot of money as well. When we come back, we're going to talk exactly about what that is, but also a little bit about the fact that you guys hopped on board of a tournament that was a local tournament for a number of years. You'll give us all the details when we come back. And now, with your support, and we could say with support of others as well, but mainly you guys, as ABSA, with your support, we have a European tour event happening here in Kenya. This is something
it's
to be
big.
Very proud of.
It's big.
Super big.
We'll come right back and discuss that more at 21 minutes past 8. Plus, we're going to talk about the Kenyan golfers, because this has to be the year. It has to be the year.
We have to get the red jacket.
Yes.
Should we enter?
No. I've seen your golf. Yashiski Balance, 25 minutes past 8 right here on Your Best Mix Music. We will have the sports in about 5 minutes from now. But of course, as we mentioned before, in studio with us this morning, we have Peter Waweru, the marketing manager, ABSA Kenya, talking about the Magical Kenya Open, proudly presented by ABSA. Now, 11 years ago, as we go into our 12th edition, the think tank at ABSA decided to nurture a small Kenyan golf tournament. What was the mindset then, Peter? Why was this something that ABSA really believed in?
You know, as I said before, ABSA is about bringing possibilities to life. And I think sports present a huge opportunity for us to bring possibilities to life for different people. And I'll say that apart from golf, we've been involved in other sports. We are in athletics, you know, we've been involved in football. But specifically coming to golf, I think we saw an opportunity where we could bring the sport or the game of golf to the Kenyans, and to also develop the talent that we have within the country. And that's how we started partnering with the Kenya Open Golf Limited to develop and to grow the game of golf. And we are very proud that from humble beginnings, if I would call them that, we've been able to progress this tournament to where it is right now, to a global event.
But golf is an extremely expensive sport. It is an affluent sport. But what are you doing with the Kenyan players this year?
Well, and maybe one of the things that we've been able to do is to bring golf to the masses, you know, and not just in our participation in the Kenya Open, in the Magical Kenya Open, but also in terms of supporting the golf clubs, in terms of supporting different communities around the golf clubs to be able to be involved in the sport of golf. So that really democratizes the sport. But speaking of the Magical Kenya Open, one of the things that we have done is to also identify our local talent, you know. And we have got our great Kenyan pros that are playing at the Magical Kenya Open. We have 9 of them. And out of these 9, we'll be sponsoring 4 Kenyan pros to enable them to take part in the Magical Kenya Open. Really to ensure that they're not thinking about the logistics and the needs that they need to meet.
They can just focus on the golf.
They can focus on the golf. And these are promising young men, who have really spent time to develop their game. And we are very hopeful that this time round we'll have Kenyans making it to the final cut.
Final day of golf, of course, will be on Sunday. And you know, it's like this everywhere in the world, right? Mm-hmm. You as ABSA have put in the time, the effort, the money to make sure the Magical Kenya Open happens. You are creating an environment where young kids can actually turn around and say, hey, I can do this, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
If you take tennis in America before the Williams sisters, there weren't a lot of black tennis players.
Yeah.
And now you see the impact that has. You're doing a similar thing by saying, hey, anyone can play golf and we're here to support you. And then one day we'll have a Kenyan hoisting up the trophy, putting on the red jacket and winning a lot of money.
We are hoping that is going to be on Sunday.
We hope so.
Absolutely.
Too.
Is it a red jacket? Because ABSA is red.
It's a red ochre jacket. You guys must see this jacket. It was an initiative by ABSA, and we involved local designers to come up with this design.
Oh, cool!
Amazing.
Cool.
It represents who we are as Kenyans. You know, our rich culture as Kenyans. You know, and that's what we celebrate as ABSA, because we are part of this community. And so we are very proud when we see that jacket being donned by the great pros. But we'd be more proud if we see this jacket being donned by a Kenyan.
And if it's not going to be this Sunday, it's just a matter of time, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
Absolutely.
Now, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk prize money plus some of the other things. If you're not a golfer, if you're not a golf fan, it doesn't matter. There is so much happening. And who knows? Maybe if you take your kids out there and you're there doing your lifestyle stuff, the cocktail bars and the little shows on the side,
concerts.
The concerts and things, maybe, just maybe, you'll have a budding young golfer in the family, because this is a sport that once you watch it live once, you can get hooked.
Fareed, let's just enter. Let's play.
No, we're not allowed.
No, but we can. We talk to this guy.
No. We're not going to use our contacts at ABSA to get a spot on
there. We are.
We'll be right back in just a few minutes. We have the sports coming up after this break. It's 29 minutes to 9.
98.4 Capital FM, your best mix of music, and it is an absolute pleasure to absolutely talk to you today about. You know, funnily enough, there are not enough words that start with ABSA. I feel like that's something that you should get on top of.
Is our word for the day absolutely?
Absolutely it is. And I'm going to annoy people. But I must say that it is just really fun to, I mean, even for me, just to open up the world of golf and to make it a little less scary, a little less intense, because it's kind of like, oh, you know, it's just guys who iron their trousers really well and leave their wives for 4 hours at a time.
It's
but actually,
much longer than 4 hours.
No, really?
Okay, I mean, if you do a front nine, then it's 4 hours. If you do, if you're a nine hole game, but if it, a full 18 holes will take you a whole day.
Well, maybe the 4 hours is correct.
Really?
Yeah.
My ex always used to say my phone's going to be off for 4 hours. Was he lying? So, is this? Oh my gosh, this is. I'm going to go and cry a little bit. But before I do that, please just tell us what we can expect. Because you can head to tickety.co.ke, get your tickets to the 2022 Magical Kenya Open by ABSA, and have an absolutely brilliant weekend. what can we expect?
Well, it's definitely not going to be a 4 hours on the golf course.
No,
it's actually a family event,
And it's 4 days.
And it's 4 days. Yeah, it's 4 days of a family event.
Okay.
So bring your families out. There's a lot to expect. You know, we'll have great golf happening. We've got some of the great names, starting with our very own Kenyans. But some of the great names out there. The past 3 years winners are all here, and we'll be following them. So apart from golf, we have great entertainment that will be happening at the Magical Kenya Open Village. You know, great food, entertainment. So definitely it's a weekend where you need to come out and get to follow golf and also network and interact with your friends.
That's right. Defending champion Justin Harding, Swedish six-time European Tour winner Sebastian Söderberg, and Englishman Graham Storm, and so many more of international players. But of course, we've got... I had the pleasure of meeting Robson Chinoy from Zimbabwe last year. He's such a sweetheart. We've got Dismas Ndiza. We've got Simon Gige, Eric Orko, Greg Snow. Balala Adel Tofik is one of the Kenyan amateurs. Lajirma John, Mara Dennis, Kibugu and Njoroge, all of our players will be there, and with a prize purse of $2 million. I'm just going to ask one more time and then I'll shut up. You're sure neither of us can enter?
Well, I mean, okay, we can do it like this. We can enter, but you're going to get, I promise you, you'll get nowhere near that $2 million.
What?
Okay,
can I carry someone's bag?
Let me tell you what you can do. You can actually be at the Magical Kenya Open presented by ABSA and enjoy great golf. So just be there.
So we'll just go just
that's
for
big,
the fun.
That's a big enough prize, but we're talking about serious prize money here. This is not a...
$2 million,
bro. This is not a good for Africa purse. This is good for the world.
It's a global event.
Yeah.
Is it just the winner gets $2 million, or is it split up?
Well, it's the, we call it the prize pass, but then of course it's split up amongst the winning players.
Yeah.
So definitely it goes to different players.
It's always exciting. I used to cover golf a lot for Supersport and write the stories for Blitz, for Supersport Blitz. And it's always exciting because you got to write it late at night, because by the time you get to Saturday, and if it's close, the leaderboard just continues to change depending on who's changing. Yeah, it's wonderful. I mean, you don't see that kind of movement in any sport. Yeah. You know, you can have your top three, you go to sleep, you wake up, and the fifth guy is now number two. I mean, it's crazy.
Okay, but I think, so last year I was at the Magical Kenya Open at Karen Country Club. This year, of course, is at Mathega Golf Club.
Yes.
But I got in trouble for laugh. I have a laugh like a donkey. And they were like, no, that's not done in golf. But you're telling me it's a family event this year. And if kids cry, what are we going to do with them? We throw them in the sand, the sandy part.
I think a lot has changed.
Okay.
A lot has changed. And for a tournament of this nature, definitely we expect that the fans are going to be there. They're going to be cheering the people like Simon Gigi,
Dismas,
Samuel Chege. So we will be cheering.
Okay.
But of course, we expect that at some point we'll all keep quiet.
Even us.
You always see that guy who raises silence.
Yes.
But that doesn't take the fun out of it.
No, and also
I think the spectator part of golf has really transformed in the last 5 to 7 years. There is a little bit more noise when there's no one on the tee. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When there's no one on the tee, you have to be quiet. But then afterwards, people are talking and mingling and moving and having a good time. And I think golf has become, and large part to what you guys have done as ABSA as well, you've made it possible for us to enjoy golf, even if we don't. or the experience of the tournament, even if we don't really follow the golf, which is wonderful.
We've seen many people start taking up golf after attending the Magical Kenya Open. You know, they come in and they see, oh, this is a fantastic spot that I can get involved in. So, and that is what we are saying. We want to bring this to the community. We want to have the talent, you know, in Kenya develop. We are glad that a lot of the young people are taking up golf, and most of the Kenyans that are playing, especially the amateurs, are very young. So it's great to see the young crop of golfers coming up.
So I'd just like to float one more idea before you leave us. You've absolutely inspired me, and the purse of $2 million has absolutely inspired me. Could you sponsor me to start golf? But I want like full red outfit. I want a red golf club set. I want red balls. I want everything red. And I every time I score, I'll say absolutely.
I mean, if the new model of advertising is walking billboards, then I think you're onto a winner. I mean.
Why is it? Why doesn't everyone have like red balls though?
You know, we could discuss that on the golf course this coming
weekend. Wait! I'm going. Are you giving me a free ticket, or
by the way,
we're
giving away a free ticket this morning.
So can I enter?
No, we have to ask a question to our dear listener. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you'll ask the question, and we'll ask our listeners to tweet us or send us a WhatsApp with the answer to that question. And let's make it a bit more inclusive here. The question will come from the conversation we've had this morning with Peter.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yesterday I asked, what would a flamingo be? Because it's Magical Kenya Open, and I'm sick of having albatross and birdies. What would a flamingo be? Right? So it's going to be something. Yeah, in golf.
All right.
Yeah.
All that coming your way after this when we come back. Here's some Red Hot Chili Peppers with Californication at 14 minutes to 9. There we go. Sure with Caught Up. 8 minutes to 9 right here on your best mix of music.
Oh my gosh.
98.4 Capital FM.
I see what you did there. Instead of Caught Up, it's Tee Up. Bro,
and we're gonna have to do a crash course in golf terminology, because I don't want you embarrassing me on Sunday.
No, but tee up is a thing.
We're teeing up this morning,
and that's not got nothing to do with drinking a hot beverage on the grass.
No, although you can do that if you'd like, or a cold beverage, which is even better.
That's what I'll be doing.
Yeah.
It's so funny. We've had to board up the doors because basically everyone in the office is like, "Hi, Peter. Do you think we can get some free tickets?"
They're all acting like they know you, man. Here's the thing, you know, just on golf. Before we ask the question, I have to say my hat's off to the camera crew that shoot golf, that film golf, because when you get days like this, when the sky is white and that ball hits the sky and those guys follow that ball, that is a skill. There's two sports in the world where that skill is. That's cricket, test series with the white ball, and golf.
But that's why ABSA should introduce red balls.
It would make a cameraman's life very easy.
Absolutely.
Now we have a question to ask you. We got a ticket to give away for Sunday, so you can come and hang out with the Magical Kenya crew, the ABSA crew, the Capital crew, and myself and Davina if you answer Peter's question correctly.
And the question today is, Peter, drum roll, let's do it.
Yeah, it's a very simple question. So, how many trees will ABSA plant for every birdie scored at the Magical Kenya Open presented by ABSA?
Okay, there you go.
How many trees will be planted by ABSA if for every birdie? Okay, even I think I know the answer,
now,
but
you
I'm
see,
not going
to
enter.
The Indian in me is starting to do the math. I'm trying to figure out how many times, how many golfers versus how many holes versus how many possible birdies equals how many trees.
You're hurting my head.
We are making it very simple.
Yeah.
For every birdie. So
okay.
By anyone.
Yeah.
For each buddy.
Yes, for each buddy. But I'm just now in my mind trying to say, gosh, that's a lot of trees. Because there are a lot of golfers. But
well,
anyway, it's
committed
per buddy.
You've committed to 2 million for the next 5 years, every year. So it's 10 million trees.
10 million trees for every, I mean, in the next 5 years.
That's amazing.
We're looking forward to planting about, you know, to invest about 10 million Kenya shillings in this initiative of Buddies for Good. And that will go to planting trees in primary schools. And let me just mention, we're not just planting trees. We want to plant fruit trees.
Aww.
Oh, that's great.
And there's a reason for that. So that speaks to the environment. And it also speaks to nutrition.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming to talk to us about Birdies for Good. You're a Peter for Good.
Yes, and Axel's doing some wonderful work as well. And this weekend, if you catch me and Davina on Sunday at the, you will catch us at the.
Just follow the noise.
Magical Kenya Open, proudly presented by AMSA. Davina will do just this for you. She'll buy you a drink.
Oh, I will.
T-Pain. Here's some T-Pain for you.
Looking forward to it.
Yay!
It's the first time anyone's ever said that to her. So.